Lakota author, poet, and Indian Country Today columnist Tiffany Midge has a new book. Many of her humorous essays have been compiled in Bury My Heart at Chuck E. Cheese. In this new book, she talks about Native representation in movies, pussy hats, and why humor is important in Indian Country. Taylor Stagner has more.
In her new book, Bury My Heart at Chuck E. Cheese, Tiffany Midge combines popular culture with Indigenous humor. Her collection of essays repackages many stories like 50 Shades of Grey, The King and I, and Attack of the 50-Foot Woman. I asked the Standing Rock Lakota author why it's important to indigenize popular culture.
Well, I think for the most part it's because those cultural touchstones are also a part of Native life. I mean, you know, I'm Native, but I'm also an American, and I have to use the things that are within my environment. And you know, because I'm a popular, you know, pop culture junkie, those are things that are really prevalent within my environment. So it just sort of, you have to just mash the two. In my own mind, I have to mash the two. The poet Denise Duhamel, who's one of my favorite poets, she said that popular culture was her religion. And that's always really stuck with me.
Midge is a poet, and after the 2016 presidential election, she started sending in op-eds to Indian Country Today. They liked her, and her long career as a poet translated well into her essay writing.
My first book came out in like 1996, and then my second book of poems came out in 20 years later, in 2016. So there was like quite a departure for me insofar as publishing and writing. And then the second book, 20 years later, there's a lot of really funny things in there. So, but they're just, I think they're just a little more subtle, right? And then after the presidential elections, I started to send in op-eds, columns for Indian Country Today. And I just started regularly sending them in, and the editor just, you know, continually kept taking them. And so I was writing those for like a year and a half. And that's kind of what gave me the idea to write a book of humor essays, these bizarre, strange, twisted commentary on things that were happening in Indian Country.
Her new book has elements of dark humor that combines sobering reality with levity. Midge finds that most cultures have elements of dark humor, and Native people are no different.
Well, I feel like the two are, have been, you know, married for millennia. I mean, as I think first comedy was just based on something that was really dark. We're trying to make light of something that might have been really dark, you know. I mean, it's just that coping and survival mechanism that kicks in. And, you know, it is true across the board, not just with, you know, Native people or Native humor. It's just true across comedy in general. With reservation humor, you know, it's considered to be, you know, pretty rugged. Those chapter headings that are all, you know, basically just jokes. And they all of the jokes pertain to the subject matter within that chapter. And one of the ways that I determined to sort of thread everything together into some sort of cohesiveness, because the beginning of the book is very different. That as you get farther towards the end of the book, things like shift quite a lot insofar as like, you know, tone and just style, right? It goes from memoir to these like little sound bites, basically, and then this political humor. And being able to write these little jokes that look like little poems, in a sense, is a way to sort of sew it all together. That was just sort of a cohesive anchor for me.
Bury My Heart at Chuck E. Cheese is now available. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Taylor Stagner.